You know, they got a hold of me about 2 weeks ago, and you know, talking to them, they said they wanted to do a journey episode on Ethan Happ, and wondered if I'd be interested to talk, you know, being his high school coach, and they wanted to come down, talk to his brother, and just travel around where he grew up. And you know, I told them, you know, I'd love to talk to Ethan, or talk to them about Ethan. And they came in on, I think it was Monday, so it was a real good experience, and they're, you know, great, and you know, stopped off, I think talked to Eric and the family before they came here, and then they're heading over to Rock Island to talk to Logan. So I think towards the end of my interview, you know, they said, you know, what's, you know, tell me a story about Ethan, what's one thing that sticks out, and I told them, I'm like, it really, to be honest with you, doesn't have to do with basketball. It does a little bit, but you know, it's how Ethan is towards people, you know, anybody, you know, especially everybody back home, and you know, how he takes the time. I talked to a lot of teachers here, and I even talked to other people that, you know, they got his number, and after a game they'll text him, you know, great job, watched you on TV, and not expecting, you know, the Big Ten freshman of the year, somebody that's getting as much attention as him, to for them to, they don't even expect anything back, and they say within, you know, an hour, within 2 hours, maybe within a day, you know, he gets back to him. And I, you know, that shows you how grounded he is. That, and again, I've said this a million times, it's a testament to, you know, his mom and dad and how he was brought up and what type of kid he is. So, you know, it's pretty unique to find kids these days that have that much, you know, accolades and are in the on TV that much and get that much praise, that are that well grounded.